Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support. Okay, let's make a start. So let's say we'll start with a warm-up. So we're going to start in what's known as Wuji. So that is having your feet around about hip or shoulder width apart. If it's comfortable for you having your toes facing forward, if that's not comfortable, then having them facing slightly out, and say whatever feels comfortable for you. Just unlocking your knees, so there's just a gentle bend in the knees, your knees aren't locked. Just allowing your spine to elongate. Just rolling your shoulders forwards and letting them drop back, so there's a sense of space between your arms and your side of your body. And then just allowing the crown of the head to face the heavens, the skies, the universe, whatever you want to call it out there. Going back to your feet, making sure you're grounded through what's known as kidney one. So it's in the ball of the foot. So you're grounded to the earth through kidney one, and you're connected to the skies through the crown of the head, GMI 20. So just taking a moment or two, just noticing how you're feeling. Obviously, if you're seated, forget the leg movements, but just making sure your spine's nice and elongated if possible, and your crown of your head is facing the heavens. And just taking a few moments just to settle in. If it's comfortable for you, you can take a couple of deep breaths, but you don't have to if you don't want to. Just noticing anything that's arising in your body, areas of tension. You may feel slightly discombobulated if you've had a busy day, so just taking a moment just to settle in. So the warm-up, as usual, is going to start with the neck, and we're going to work our way down to our feet. So just going to do a gentle circle. So your nose is sort of going gentle circle, and it's only a small circle. Doesn't matter which way, because we'll do both directions. If you want to, you can elongate your circle, but you don't have to. You can keep it small if that feels better for you. Doing one more, going back to center and then changing direction. And then just doing one more and coming back to center. Now we're going to be looking from left to right. We're going to do that a few times. So I'm going to do a great big stretch. So you may just start off gently as you turn from left to right. And you may find you're able to increase that range of motion from left to right. And if you can't, you can't. That's absolutely fine. And you may also find that it's easier to turn your head in one direction than it is in the other direction. And that's often down to what we're using our hands for and our shoulders, etc., and our neck. Just doing one more in each direction. Then coming back to center. And then we're just going to do a nice stretch to the side of the neck. So we're going to take our left ear towards our left shoulder. And if you want to, just to increase the stretch, it's just taking your left hand and just placing it upon your right shoulder, stop that rising up towards the right ear. And then just feeling the stretch down the right side and holding that for about 10 seconds. Coming back to center and swapping sides. And coming back to center again. We're just going to shrug our shoulders, take our shoulders up towards our ears. Just doing that a few times and just letting them drop back down. Actually, that's quite a nice one. If you've got you're feeling a little bit tense around the neck and the shoulders, this is quite a nice exercise. You don't need much space to do it in. It's not as if you're going to be, you know, moving your arms out and up, which you'll be doing in a minute, but it's quite a nice one. Just one more, and then coming back to center. Now we're going to be taking our hands out in front of us, overhead. If you can't take your arms overhead, just take them as high as you can, and then down to the side and back to the starting position. Hands out in front, overhead, whatever that looks like for you, and down the side. You can, if you want to, incorporate a breath movement with this one, but again, you don't have to. If you want to, it's inhale up and exhale down. Just do two more in this direction. And then when you finish that last one, we're then going to do it the opposite way. So we're going to take our hands out to the side, up overhead, and down in front. So out to the side, up overhead, and down in front. These two are really good for sort of mobilizing our shoulders, getting our shoulders moving. Doing one more. And now we're going to be doing an exercise called playing the accordion. So we're going to have our hands around about our stomach level, palms facing each other about 15 centimeters apart. So if you want to, you can just touch your hands together and then just pull them apart slightly. And then we're just going to move our hands out towards the side of the body. So they're going, moving apart from each other, about the size of the body, and coming back in towards the center. Out to the sides, as if you were playing an accordion. And that's the lovely thing with Qigong exercises. Quite often, the name of the exercise, you think, oh yeah, I get that, you know, I'm playing the accordion. Just doing one more. When you come back into center from that one, just keep your hands where they are, turn them over so the palms are now facing downwards, and we're going to do swimming on the land, which is basically a breaststroke. So pushing your hands forward, out to the side, and bringing them back in towards the center. Out to the front, out to the side, and back in towards the center. And how far you push your hands forward is dependent on your own body. So you all know your own bodies, you know what you're capable of. And some days you may have a better range of movement than other days, and that's quite natural. Just do one more here. So now that we've done the arms, the head, the neck, the arms, we're now moving towards the spine. So we're just going to do a gentle twist. Literally just twisting if that feels good for you, letting your arms hang loosely by the side, and then just very gently twist. Doing a couple more. I'm coming back into the center. I'm going to do a bit more of the spine. So again, you know your own body. So we're going to do a forward bend for a few goes, and then we'll do a back bend for a few goes, and then some side bends. So we're just going to move the spine through different planes. So just putting your hands on your thighs and just moving your hands down your legs to however feels comfortable. You may only get to your knees, you may get to your shins, you may only get to your thighs. So whatever feels good for you, and then back up and down. And coming back. We're only going to do two more of these. And one more. So when you finish that, just taking your hands to your hips, or the back, just a bit back, just just a bit above your buttocks. So just around the kidney area, holding your palms against that area, and then just doing a gentle back bend. Again, how far back you go is entirely up to you. If you're seated, the chair, it may well be your limiting factor. At the moment, my lower back is quite sore, so I'm just doing a very gentle back bend. But just being very careful with your lower back when you do this. So you're not trying to arch your back. Just doing one more, sort of pushing your hands against your bottom and pushing that out. And then back up. And having your hands by your sides, you're literally going to go, take one hand down one side of one thigh. So I'm going to go left hand down left thigh and back up to center and right hand down the right thigh. Just going to repeat this a few times. And one more on each side. And back up to center. Just putting your hands on your hips. I'm just going to do a little bit of hip circling, and then we're going to make our way to starting to warm our legs up. Just circling your hips in one direction. Obviously, if you're seated, then the rest of this, no, you can still do a couple of them, I think. But you probably won't be able to do the hip circles. And back to center and changing direction. And coming back to center. Now you're going to be lifting your knees. Just going to get the hip flexors moving. These are the muscles that we use to walk up and down stairs with, also up and down. It's taking in one leg and then the other leg. Obviously, if your balance isn't so good, then you may have to hold on to a kitchen bench or a chair or something. Just doing one more on each side. And then we're going to do some ankle circles. So this one is a balance if you take your foot off the ground. So there are two ways you can do this. The first way is you can keep your toes on the ground, just setting your foot slightly further forward, just keeping the toes on the ground and then just moving your foot or your ankle around your toes. If you want, you can take your foot off the ground and then do it as a balance exercise. So again, you may need to have something that you can hold on to beside you. Moving it in one direction, and then in the other direction. Taking your foot down, making sure you're nicely balanced before you lift the other foot up, and then repeating on the other side, whichever variation you're doing, either toes off the ground or toes on the ground. And then changing direction. If you are balancing, you may find you're better balancing on one side than you are on the other, and that's perfectly natural. We are definitely not symmetrical. And we're just going to rise up on our toes. Now, if you're seated, all you need to do here is just literally raise your heels off the floor and then put them back down again. For those who are standing, it's the same sort of thing. You can raise your heels off the floor. You can raise them just a tiny bit, or you can raise them slightly higher. We're just going to do a few of those. Just doing one more. And then coming back down, and that is our warm-up complete. So returning to Wuji, just again noticing how you're feeling. You may find your areas of tension have lessened, and they will still be there. Maybe you feel a bit more flexible. A bit warmer. Okay, so let us make a start on Qigong with the legs. So there'll be a combination of different moves in this. There'll be Wuji, which is what we've just started ended our warm up with. There'll be something called horse riding, which is double Wuji width. So basically, the feet are going a little bit wider. Don't go too wide, so you're straining your body. Just going as wide as feels comfortable for you. There'll be also a balancing, so sometimes you'll be on one leg, and there'll be something called the back stance and the bow stance. So one of the exercises is a back stance to bow stance, so I won't explain that just at this point. So we're going to start in Wuji. So getting yourself back into that starting position that we started and finished the warm-up with. Just making sure you're comfortable. And we're literally going to start by shifting weight. So our feet will remain on the ground, and we're just going to sway our body gently from one side to the other. So you're transferring the weight. The moment I'm transferring the weight to my left side, coming back through center, and transferring my weight to my right side. So your feet, so you remain connected to the earth through kidney one in both feet the whole time. So you're literally just swaying from side to side, and that is the exercise. Very nice, gentle, calming exercise. It's good for the legs, but it's also a nice one that's good for just calming, feeling slightly discombobulated or slightly anxious, just swaying from side to side like this. And not listening to me talking, it's quite nice. Just going to do one more to each side. And then coming back to center, just pausing for a couple of breaths. Now the second exercise is back stance to bow stance, also known as front stance. So we're going to start by turning our one foot, I'm turning my right foot, roughly about 45 degrees. So if you're just turning it slightly, so it's moving to the diagonal slightly, and taking the other foot, in my case the left foot, just literally taking it one step forward, and then turning slightly so you're facing the front again. Now, that is the bow stance or the front stance, or one of the bow stances and front stance, that's a static one. So the back stance is when you're actually transferring your weight to your back leg, as if you're going to sit on a bar stool. So transfer, don't transfer all of it. I mean, I if my back wasn't so sore, I could transfer all of it and have my other foot as weightless, but I'm not. So just keeping one foot. If you're seated, you can still do the feet positions, and you may have to do a little bit of forward-backward movement. This is one where you're going to have to be careful not to topple forward, so definitely taking that one step forward is a good idea, or a little bit further forward is a good idea. And then moving forwards a bit. So your weight is now transferring to the front leg. That's the bow stance. This is the moving bow stance. Going back to the back stance and moving forward to the bow stance. So we'll do this a few times on this side, and then we'll swap legs. But I'll be quiet for a moment when you're just moving backwards and forwards. So one more. And coming back into Wuji, making sure you're nicely balanced. Before you do the same on the other side. So taking the left foot roughly 45 degrees, setting it slightly to the diagonal, and taking one step forwards with your right foot, and then just turning your body slightly so you're facing forwards. And again, going into the back stance, so your weight's transferred to your back leg, and then moving forwards. There isn't a breath to movement sequence with this, so just using a normal breath. Two more. And then coming back into Wuji for a couple of breaths. Okay, so for the seven star stance, which is the one we're going to be doing next, we're going to be in back stance for all of this. So we're going to again, take our feet, one foot 45 degrees, the other one taking that one step forwards. And then you're going to be transferring your weight, or you're going to be sitting on your back leg, as it were, so you can transfer your weight to your back leg. In addition, you've got a hand movement with this one. So So taking your left hand, so or whichever leg you've got forward, take that hand and place it on the center line of the body, just slightly further forward to the center line, with your top finger roughly in line with your nose. And then taking the other hand, so the right hand, and just touching the wrist of the left hand, and then just pulling it back. So your fingers quite close to the wrist of the left hand. And then just sitting back, and we're going to hold this pose for about 20 seconds. If 20 seconds is too much, then come out of it. But as I say, we'll try and hold this pose for 20 seconds. You may find aches around your glutes when you're doing this one. And just breathe normally. And back into Wuji. We'll do, you can shake your legs, and then we'll do the same on the other side. So we're going to take the left foot one step, sorry, the left foot 45 degrees, the right foot one step forwards. Sinking into your left leg, so sinking into that back leg, taking the right hand and placing it, the fingers roughly in line with the nostril, the nose, palm facing the left side, and the lower hand will be touching the wrist initially with the middle finger, and then just pulling it away slightly so your fingers are pointing to the wrist. And then holding that for 20 seconds. And then just coming back into Wuji. And like I say, just shaking your legs out if that feels good for you. Now we're rowing the boat in the middle of the lake. So those, if anybody's seated, then this is the one where you take your, either you can take one leg forward. I would probably recommend taking both legs slightly further forwards. So that your knees, so your ankles are further forward than your knees. You can keep your feet flat on the ground, or you can have the heels on the ground, whatever feels good for you. Your hands will be in loose fists around about shoulder level. And we're going to be pushing forwards as if we're rowing a boat, pushing forwards, bending down slightly, and then coming back up as you bring your hands up in an arc back to that starting position. So as you bend forwards, you can go into a little squat if you want to, or you can just bend your body forwards, just slightly. It doesn't have to be a big bend. If you want to incorporate the breath into the movement, it's exhale as you push forwards, as you row your boat, inhale as you come back up. Exhale, pushing forwards. Inhale, coming back. And two more. And when you're back up to the last one, just dropping your hands by the side and pausing. This next one is called punching with angry eyes. So this one is traditionally done in horse riding. So that's having your feet roughly double Wuji width. So the way to do that is actually having your feet in Wuji, and then just literally taking your toes out to the side and then letting your heels follow. So that's quite a narrow horse riding, and that may be all right for you, or you might want something slightly wider. So whatever feels good for you. And we're just sinking your knees just slightly if that feels good. And any of the horse riding stances are brilliant for strengthening the legs. As I say, this exercise can be done in Wuji if you do not want to be in horse riding. So we're going to start with our hands in a loose fist, just by the ribs, the bottom of the ribs. And with this one, we push up one hand forward. So the arm is extended more or less all the way. There's a little bit of a bend in the elbow, but not much. I'm just going to turn, so your palm is facing upwards at the moment. You turn the hand over. And you turn it back and bring it back into the starting position. So pushing one, the other hand forwards, palm facing upwards, obviously in a loose fist. Turn your hand over, turning it back, and then bringing it back to starting position. So it's hand forward, over, back, starting. The other hand forward, over, back, starting. So we'll do a couple of those before we introduce the breath. Breath, if you want to introduce it, it's exhale as you push forwards and turn your hand over, and then inhale as you come back in. Exhale as you push forwards and turn your hand over, and inhale as you come back in. One more on each side. And then coming back into Ruji. Now we're washing legs. So with washing legs, this is one of these ones, this is a balance exercise. So there are two variations. You start in Ruji. So the first variation is you keep your toes on the ground. You may just want to stretch your foot slightly further, put one foot, so I'm stretching my left foot slightly forwards or slightly to the diagonal, whichever is comfortable. And you can just literally keep your toes on the ground as you do a circle. So that's one way. The other one involves more of a balance. So that means just lifting your foot off the ground and doing the circle. So we're going to do both directions and then we'll change feet. So whichever feels most comfortable to you, either having your toes on the ground or having your toes off the ground. So I'm just going to do a few circles in one direction. I'm going to change directions now. I'm going to come back into Ruji. I'm swapping feet. Again, whichever variation you want to do. Just circle in one direction. And then we're going to circle in the other direction. So when you realize that your balance is better on one side than the other. And then coming back into Ruji. Now we're doing crouching tiger. So crouching tiger is done in horse riding. It's a horse riding to a side lunge. So if you're doing it in Ruji, you could still do it, but it's not going to be quite so, it isn't going to be quite as big a movement. So if you're doing it in Ruji, you can just literally move to one side, bend the leg slightly, and then straighten the other leg. If you're doing it in horse riding, you'll have more of a bend and a straighten. If you're doing it seated, then you won't be having the movements from the legs, but you can do the hand movements. So I'm going to do it in Ruji. So I'm going to bend my right leg, and that means I move to my right side, and my left leg will straighten. And at the same time, I'm going to take my left hand and put the back of the hand near the forehead, and then just having the other hand just initially touching the right thigh, but then pulling it away slightly, palm facing down. And then bringing the hands down, and then swapping sides. So the left hand is now up by my forehead, the right hand is down by my right thigh, and then back to center and dropping both hands down. Back to the right side, right hand up on my forehead, left hand by my right thigh, back to center, and then coming on the other side. So left hand up by the forehead, right hand down by the thigh, by the left thigh, and back to center. Just doing a couple more before I introduce the breath, so one more on each side. So if you want to introduce the breath, it's inhale as you move to the side, exhale as you come back to center. Inhale, moving to the side, exhale, back to center. So just do a few more on each side. In time, your own breath. Do one more on each side. And coming back to center. If you want to, you can give your legs a little bit of a shake. Your whole body a shimmy shake if you want. Now we've got monkey takes earth chi. So with this one, we're going to have our hands in a slightly clawed position. So they'll be down by our thighs, palms facing the earth. And what we're going to be doing is, as we bring our hands, so this is a balanced one. It's entirely up to you. If you don't want to go up on your toes, that's fine. If you do go up on your toes, you can look straight forwards, or, and this is the same for either, whether you've got your feet on the ground or not on the ground, you can turn your head to the left and to the right. If you're turning your head, you're more likely, and you are on your toes, it's very definitely a balanced one. But even if you're not on your toes, it can still be quite a good one, but it's helping to support balance as well. So we're going to take our hands and we're going to grab the earth's chi with our hands. So we're going to grab, tending with grabbing some chi, bringing your hands up towards your chest, up on tippy toes if you want or not, looking from left to right, turning your head from left to right, back to center as you lower your feet and lower your hands down. So again, grabbing that chi, this cheeky monkey is grabbing the chi, and then they're turning their head, making sure nobody's watching, and they're going to put it back down again. We'll do a couple more before we introduce the breath. So coming up on our toes, if that's the version you're doing. And if you are seated doing this, you can still lift your feet up. It'll be good for strengthening your calves. And coming back down. So it's inhale up. And exhale down. Inhale up. And exhale down. I think my balance is totally gone. Okay. Doing two more in time with your own breath. Completed that last one, just pausing. Now doing Phoenix spreads its wings. So with this one, we're going to be taking our arms out to the side. And as we take our arms out to the side, we're going to be twisting or turning our torso from one side. And we're coming back to center, bringing our arms down, and then repeating it on the other side. So taking your arms out to the side, and then just twisting your upper body. I'm going to the right side, and I'm coming back in the center as I drop my arms. Do my arms again, then going to the left side. And then coming back down. Going to the right side as you lift your arms and turn your body. And if you want to, you can also lift the opposite heel. So if you're turning to the left side, you can just lift your heel off the ground if you want to. I find it feels more comfortable to do that. It almost feels like a natural move, but you might not, and that's absolutely fine. So it's inhale up, exhale down, inhale up, exhale down. I'm just going to do two more on each side. The time with your own breath. And you've finished, just pausing, noticing anything's arising. And they're going to do a Wood Yin exercise, which sadly doesn't have a name, it's just called Wood Yin exercise. So the Wood Yin, so there are lots of meridians, well, six pairs of meridians running through the body according to traditional Chinese medicine, Qigong, a yin and yang. So the Wood Yin is the liver and the Wood Yang is gallbladder. So we're going to start traditionally in Wuji, but it can, sorry, traditionally in horse riding, but it can be done in Wuji as well. So you're going to have your hands, palms facing upwards, palms open, and they're around about hip level. And the idea is that when you push one palm forward, so there'll be palm will face forwards now, you will also do a little bit of a squat. And then coming back to the starting position where both palms are now facing upwards, and then moving the other hand forward and doing that little bit of a squat. If you don't want to do a squat, just literally just go down a fraction, whatever feels good for your body. So pushing one hand forward and going down and then bringing it back as you come back. Equally, you might want to speed it up. I actually quite like going into breath, doing one breath per move. So it's exhale as you push forwards, inhale as you come back. Exhale as you push forwards, inhale as you come back. I have seen it where people are sort of bobbing up and down, doing two or three of the movements to a breath. Like I say, I do like just the slightly slower moves. Just doing a few more in time with your own breath. More on each side. And if you're in horse riding, just coming back into Wuji. Now we're doing bouncing the ball. So this is another balance exercise. A couple of variations. The idea of this one is that you're going to be crossing the midline. So you're going to be raising one hand and the opposite foot. So for instance, I'll raise my left hand and at the same time I raise my right foot. Sorry, the other way around. I'll raise my left foot and my right hand. Dear, I'm directionally challenged. And then come back down and then the same on the other side. You can, if you want to, do the same side, hand and foot, if you wish. And equally, you can just lift your heel off the ground as you lift your hand. Either across the midline, so the opposite hand to foot, or the same hand to foot. So whatever variation you want to do, let's do a few of those. And it's inhale up and exhale down. Inhale up and exhale down. A few more in time with your own breath. One more on each side. And pausing when you finish that. Next, we're pushing the wave in different directions. So this one, it's a back stance to bow stance again. And we're going to be pushing our wave forwards and then back to the starting position, then to the right and then to the left. And then we'll repeat that a few times, that sequence a few times. So again, reminder of the back of the bow stance to back stance. So taking one foot, turning it to the diagonal slightly, taking the other foot one step forward. It doesn't matter whether it's left or right, because we will be changing legs partway through anyway. We're going to have the backs of the hands around about chest level. And the backs of the hands will be chasing out via our chest. And then we're just going to push our hands forward. They're more or less extended to the length of the arm, and then bringing them back in. And then we're going to push to the right, coming back in, and pushing to the left, coming back. And we start that again. So we push forwards, push to the right, push to the left. If you're seated, I should say it would be a good idea if you actually have one foot slightly further forwards at this point, or both feet forward, so you don't topple. And we're going to repeat that sequence twice more. So forwards and back, then to the right and back, and then to the left and back. So once more on this side, and then we'll change legs in a moment, and I'll introduce the breath. When you finish that last bit, coming back to centre, and then swapping your feet over. Backs of the hands facing the chest, and when you push forwards, you're going to be exhaling. As you come back, you're inhaling. So pushing forwards, exhale, and back, inhale. We're moving to the left, exhale out, inhale back, and then to the right, exhale out, inhale back. So repeat that sequence three more times. So exhale out, inhale back, to the left, exhale out, inhale back, and to the right, exhale out, inhale back. So I'm just going to do that twice more, and I'll be quiet and let you do it in time with your own breath. And when you've completed that last one, just pausing again for a few rounds of breath. Now we've got swaying the head and shaking the tail. Traditionally done in horse riding, and this is the one I would say if you have low or high blood pressure, just being very careful when you do it. It can be done in Wuji, but it's not so easy because it's a slight bend forward, so it's often easier just doing a slight horse riding, so maybe opening your legs slightly. Obviously, if you're seated, then doing whatever feels comfortable for you, your feet will remain probably a little bit further forward because you're going to be going over your legs. So the idea is that you'll be going over your leg, down over your legs, so taking your body, your torso down over. I'm going to do it over the right leg first, then coming across the centre, up to the left leg, and then back up again. And then we're going to do a little bit of a bob. That's the shake in the tail. So just being careful when you go down and then coming back up, or more coming back up with the heart, with the blood pressure, either low or high. Now we're swapping sides. We're going to start on the left side, going down just to wherever feels comfortable for you, across the centre, back up and coming like that. I should say your hands should be actually at the tops of your thighs, on the inside of your thighs. Now we're going to do the left side, So the right side, cross up the left side, and then shaking that tail. And then a little bit of a bob when you get to the top. Left side, cross the centre, up the right side, and then do the bob. If you want to add the breath, exhale down, inhale up. As with any of these exercises, if you think, I can't cope with the breath, I'm working out what the movement's meant to be, don't worry about the breath. Just focus on the movement. The breath will follow and you will breathe. You might not breathe the way the masters expect you to breathe, but you will be breathing. So, and that's the important bit. Just doing one more to each side. Just careful if you're just coming back into Ruji. So, I've got two more exercises to do. First one is called Flying Crane. It can be done in Ruji, or if you want to, you can try it in a ballet move called plie. So, for plie, you have your heels together. And then, and your feet pointing outwards to the side. And the idea is that when you lift your hands up as the crane, your knees will bend and you will come up. If you're going to do it in Ruji, it's the same. So your knees will bend slightly as you come up, and then as you put your hands down, your feet will straighten, your legs will straighten. So whichever variation you're doing it in, either a plie or in Ruji, we're going to do a few of these. So it's inhale up. So as the hands come up, the knees bend, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. A couple more in time, your own breath. And this one gets, if you're doing it in plie, it gets the adductors, so the inside, the muscles on the inside of the thighs, as well as the calf muscles. Just doing this, finishing this last one. And you're coming back into Ruji if you're not already in Ruji. And the final exercise in this set is raising the heels. So this is very useful. It's the same as what we did in the warm-up. So you can either just go up on just lifting your heels very tight, very slightly, or you can rise up onto your toes, whatever feels good for you. And we're going to do 8 of these. So coming up and then coming back down. So it's inhale up, exhale down. This is something you might want to have a chair near you if you're going up on your toes, or a bench or a table, because it is quite a good balanced one. And very good for the calves, as well as the ankle joints. And I have lost count, so we'll just do one more. And then coming down. And just noticing how you're feeling. May have some sensations, you may not. And either way is fine. So we'll finish the session with Zhang Zhong, which does mean standing pose, but it's no reason why you cannot do it seated. So, usually done in Ruji, there are many variations on the hand pose. So you can just, what I really like is actually having your hands, the palms of your hands, just facing down towards the earth, just to attract the earth's energy. You can have something like your hands with your palms facing your chest, but your hands are slightly further out from your chest. Your elbows are heavy, so your elbows are holding your shoulders down as well. It's known as a tree pose. So whichever one you want to do, we can have a low tree pose, which is your hands facing the stomach, the lower dantian area, the energy gate. Or if you're seated and you just want to put your hands on your lap, that's also okay. So I will be quiet now for 2 minutes. Very gently, out of whichever position you're in. Because you've actually done quite a lot this evening, we've lifted quite a lot of chi, we've circulated quite a lot of chi. So let's just very quickly release some of that chi if we have any excess to release. So just very gently bring your hands up towards your chest in a loose fist. You can stand on tiptoes if you want to. And then just dropping your hands down as you put your feet down. And just sighing. Just doing that 3 more times. Last one. And I hope you enjoyed this session.